Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us. Yes, indeed you are.
Hi, Caleb. This is Pickup for Delivery.
This is a delivery.
Yeah, is that still on East Pike Street?
No, this time it'll be the one...
No. I got your address memorized.
Okay, we're still doing no contact delivery. Is this open access for us?
Yeah.
Call you upon arrival.
Yeah, so when you get here, if you just basically hit Z on the call box until you see Pierre... That will get you to this unit, and then we'll buzz.
Okay, and what's the zip code, 98122 or 98104? Okay, so, and what is the buzz code you said?
It's...
The last name?
The last name is, Pierre.
Okay, so buzz, okay, and then, so I left in notes, and then I'll put call upon arrival if needed.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all good.
Okay, perfect. What can I get started for you?
Can I just get a large pepperoni?
Yeah, extra pep or regular?
Let's go with that extra.
Okay.
And what drinks do you guys have?
We have cans of Coke, Sprite, Diet Coke, Arginata, Limonata, Nitro Cold Blue, Bart Root Beer.
Damn.
And that's it. Oh, no. And then we have bottles too. And we have alcohol.
Damn.
What's the lemonada?
It's like a sparkling lemonade. It's really good.
Hell yeah. What size are those?
I think just a can.
What size are they? Like 12-ounce cans?
Yeah, like the regular ounces, like the regular cans, you know?
Bet. Can I get four of them?
Just not cute.
Okay, so for four of them, it's $11 for a 6-pack of 10.
Oh, yeah.
$10.
Let's just get the 6.
Okay,
wow.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
Damn, even you get one.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of all of the extras, like the, if you guys have crushed red pepper and stuff, too.
Okay, perfect.
Parmesan.
Extra pepperoni, a 6-pack of lemonade, some grated cheese, and pepper flakes.
Hell
and
yeah.
Whenever you're ready, could you give me the credit card number?
Yes, indeed.
Wow. We interrupt this podcast for a...
Y'all doing it?
You can just hit pause on if you want.
Bro. First of all, welcome back to another episode of the Winning Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed that little intro. We thought it'd be kind of cool to record the... The food for the session, I guess, if you want to call it that. But I have a question I wanted to ask you, just to get it out the way, because this pertains to today's information and everything. You ever been with a girl where she thought y'all were dating, but y'all weren't? Be honest.
Nah.
You're lying.
No, like, what do you mean? Like... She assumed we were a couple?
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between we're dating and not dating. I feel like any situation could be a date.
No, man. See, I'm saying, like the situation we're talking about today. The baby and Danny Lee, however you say her name. Honestly, I feel like that situation happens a lot. Where the girl think there's more going on than there actually is.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Because people fall and then they act like they're
not. No, I'm not saying can you see that. I'm saying you ever done that.
No.
You're lying.
Well, at least I don't know. I'm not the one.
What do you mean?
Wouldn't
you
that be
know?
Something they know? Because have you done that?
I mean, I feel like sometime one person might like the other person a little bit more. But I'm not going to say if I've done that or not. I don't
know. Exactly. Because at that point, it's like you're intentionally doing it. But really what you're doing is having a good time with someone. They fall harder than you. but it's not seen from the same perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. I mean, I like to say I fall in love every day. You know, it is what it is.
But falling in love versus, I don't know, the fact of like thinking you're with someone is way different.
I guess that's true. Because I don't think I'm with them. I just, you know, I just think they're just kind of cute.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Come on, gonna be like, that's my girl. If it's not my girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people are like, oh yeah, that's my man. But then the dude's like, that's not my girl.
I feel like that happens a lot.
But it has to happen vice versa, too.
I mean, I'm okay, but I'm not saying it's one-sided. Okay, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. He doesn't want to put his dirty laundry out there, but it is what it is.
No, because I feel like I'm not the type of person who tries to fall faster. I like to be cautious and go slow with it. So if the girl falls too fast and she thinks it's more than it is...
That's no fun.
That's not my fault.
That's no fun.
It's also not my fault.
I think everybody needs a little bit of toxic in their shit, bro. Like, whenever people try to move to, like... I don't even know what the word is to use, but, like, when people try to move so righteous... I feel like there's no fun in that.
But what do you mean by moving righteous?
Like what? I feel like people always try to do so much right. Like, have a little fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it.
I don't know. Because think about, since you said the DaBaby case, he was probably with this girl, treating her, having a good time. But his perspective, then
I feel like that's a little bit different.
What? How's that different?
And first of all, here, how's that different? We were talking about this before in the podcast, or before the podcast, but... Just to give y'all some context, if you don't know already, but the baby's back in the headlines, or I guess not really the headlines, it's just back on Instagram, on live, just embarrassing his baby mama low-key. One of his baby mamas. Apparently he has multiple. And again, if you don't know, I don't really know how you don't know this, but this man's just going on about how, man, you're just a side piece, which he got her pregnant. They got a baby together. And he's, like, kicking her out and all sorts of shit. What do you think about that? Do you think that's any way to treat your baby mama? Especially on, at this point, live television.
No, he embarrassed her. I don't think you should embarrass someone like that.
She's hella bad. She's hella bad. Why would you embarrass a gorgeous woman?
But in general, why put your... Once I understand being famous, but you can be famous and not have your dirty laundry out there.
100%.
So 100%. I feel like he was just putting his dirty laundry on.
They were in that video saying all sorts of raunchy shit, and I was like, yo.
And even his manager or publicist, when he was doing his reply or whatever, she was like, hey, turn off your live. He was like, mm-hmm. No, I got to say what I got to say. I was like, what? But at the end of the day, there's a level of fame to where once that kind of dirty laundry comes out, you do have to just own up to it.
Honestly.
And he owned up to it.
The only thing I could think about... Kids are vicious. This kid's gonna grow up and go to school one day. It's gonna be like, bro, this is what your parents were doing on such and such occasion, and they're gonna grill him for that. He's gonna get bullied.
Nobody's got an attention span that long. I don't think it'll last.
Bro, no way. You go to school and you say, "Yo, I'm the baby's kid." Like, people are gonna look up shit about you.
She said his government name. She said Jonathan. I don't know if his name is Jonathan, but
it is Jonathan.
He's gonna say my dad's Jonathan, not the baby.
I mean, okay, I guess that's fair, whatever. I don't know.
I feel like famous kids can kind of outgrow that stuff at a certain point. Because think about it, DaBaby's not going to be around for that long.
Well, I guess at the same time, if you're a celebrity, wherever you're hanging out, everybody got dirt out. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're Kim's kids, like, I feel like everybody already knows, so they're never going to say anything. Oh. Like, everybody in the community got something out.
I guess. But back to your original question of asking about the dating, think about it. In this day and age, people don't really talk about it anymore. They don't just straight up ask to just pretty much like how DaBaby put it, go steady. Because he was saying him and the girl never went steady. There's a certain point of communication to where you're like, yo, this is official, we're a thing. So I think if you have that conversation, then both sides should know if you're in a relationship. But yeah. If one person can't assume you're in a relationship until that conversation's had.
I don't know. I think the way I see it is if we got a kid together, we can't just be out here on Instagram Live going at it.
But not even for the drama. If we have a kid together, we're just co-parenting. We can't just co-parent. You can't just be about your business. Does a kid make you have to be with the person?
No. A kid doesn't make you have to be with the person. But you got to have a certain amount of respect for whoever you have a kid with. Look, And not to bring him up already, but like, Drake had a kid who was a porn star. You know what I'm saying? And the way Drake could be living, like, nobody really, like, people got at him for having a kid and not talking about it. It wasn't about who he had a kid with. Nobody was dragging anybody. Nobody was blasting anybody. Nobody was trying to, like, throw shit at anybody. I'm just saying, bro, especially when your girl's as bad as Dani Leo, however you say her name, like, why are you trying to gas her like that on Instagram Live? For what? For what?
I mean, she wouldn't leave.
Okay, well, I feel like we don't know the entire story here. I'm gonna have to be a simp for a second.
No, she wouldn't leave. If someone won't leave my house, and you think, you came up just because you had my kid, I'm gonna embarrass you real quick just to let you know that. Okay, but
she said the reason was he was trying to get with other women in the house, so he was trying to kick her out. Would you kick out your baby mom just so you could get some cheeks?
Yeah, if you're gonna be what? If you're about to be rude to my company, yes.
Man, yes. Okay, nobody said she was gonna be rude.
How did he know that?
What evidence does he have?
She came out the gate and attacked his baby mama as soon as they met.
See, come on now. And he was saying that he was slandering his original baby mama.
Like I just said a minute ago. A little bit of toxic never hurt. That sounds like some burning passion to me, and I'm kind of into that.
But that's not even toxic. That's over the top.
It's a little aggressive, but yeah. What do you mean? I didn't know all that. I just thought she woke up breastfeeding the baby and the baby. It's hard to say breastfeeding the baby and then the baby. We'll call him Jonathan. You know what I'm saying? So you wake up breastfeeding the baby and Jonathan walks in and get the fuck out. Why? I'm trying to go with other women. What are you really doing in that position? I feel bad for her.
You think he was that blunt?
Maybe not. Honestly, the way he be blasting people, the shit he be saying, maybe. Now that I think about it, maybe. It's kind of funny. It's a terrible situation. People's feelings are getting hurt. People were saying things they probably shouldn't have been saying, but I think it's kind of funny. No?
No, it's definitely hilarious. It's other people's drama. I'm here for it. Yeah. Like, what? And I don't even think, like, the fact that he put it in public, that's his own doing. That's his own. Let us laugh at his own misery for a little bit. That's entertainment world. But let's be honest. Sometimes people in a relationship or in a imaginary relationship don't know their place. So he put her in her place.
Imaginary relationships.
She was saying they were a thing, and he was like, girl, we've never been a thing. And she was over here talking about, oh, we've been together 3 years, yada, yada, yada.
She said 3 months.
I heard years.
3 years?
Come on now.
I think I heard 3 months.
Yeah, bro, you're coming from the perspective women can't do no wrong, too. So you're just...
Okay, no. Okay.
They met on a video shoot for one of, like, her videos in, like, 3 years back or something like that. And then they started, like...
3 years?
Yeah, they started, like, fake...
3 years, bro, in the shadow or not, that's your girl. That's your girl. But here's my real question. There's three of us in here, and I just want to know. Off camera, you go, yo, girl, I'm trying to whatever the business is, whatever reason you're kicking out your girl, okay? Once she gets an IG Live, are you going to claim that, or are you going to say you didn't say that? Are you going to agree that you try to kick her out, or are you going to say, nah, I never said anything like that?
I mean, if I try to kick her out, I try to kick her out. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it's my house.
You guys are crazy.
See, that's why I don't think people should move in together either.
If I did it, would I personally get on Instagram Live? Probably not.
Oh, but I'm crying.
If I were in the same situation and I were to get on IG Live, would I explain the situation or would I just continue to roast? I'd probably explain something.
Was he really explaining, though? I feel like...
He didn't.
No, yeah, this man got on. Okay, first of all, we're not out here. I personally... don't agree with the baby. You know, I'm just going to say that first and foremost. You motherfuckers seem like to agree with the baby. I don't agree with the baby.
I don't.
First of all, Dani Leo, I can't really provide whatever the baby was.
What?
Oh, my God.
He's making an audition right now. He said she might hear this. I'm going to send it directly to her camp.
I'm crying right now. This is funny. But no, I don't think it should have gone down the way it went down. I think it should have been a lot more private. His brother didn't even want to say shit. And then Danny's brother is like, what? He's trying to fight the baby? This isn't the type of news we need right now. This is just too funny.
It was funny, too, because he started the intro of his apology or whatever, and he was like, yeah, as a, I can't, or he goes, I can't represent the black families poorly. I got a, you know, I got a lot of people looking up to me, and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, damn, you got a lot of people looking up to you, dog.
And he still roasted her and laughed.
Yes, while she was over there trying to feed the baby. You were getting fed, dog. Come on, Jonathan.
Oh, man. I'm just so mad that you just don't really know which baby we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But
we'll call the baby little baby.
Little baby. We can't even talk about little baby that way. That mean movie. He's righteous. But moving on. We got to talk about this mainly because I'm a fan. Oh, bro, can you hand me a paper towel, please? Sorry, I'm crying. But we got to talk about this. Astroworld. First of all, prayers and condolences to all the families affected by what happened. Very sad.
I think
it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened.
I think I just seen the other day that it went up to 10 people.
Yeah.
And like the youngest was a 10 or 12 year old, one of those numbers. Yeah,
something like 9-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That shouldn't have happened. I'm not going to sit here and say there are ways it could have been prevented just because nobody ever really wakes up and plans to die. So how do you really prevent something like that from happening? But as a fan, as somebody who's attended Travis Scott's concerts before, I think it's a very unfortunate event. I don't want to sit here and put blame on anybody. I personally don't think Travis Scott is to blame. Because again, no one threw the event, and I'm not laughing about it like that, but nobody threw the event gunning for lives, you know? So I think to like say he saw people in the crowd dying and he was humming to it and demonism and Satanism and all sorts of crazy stuff, I feel like that's just, that people are just being ridiculous.
People will find a correlation for everything, let's be honest. When me and my friends first heard about it, all we talked about was, man, we've been to concerts where we've been in the pits. And think about it. These concerts are 200 people, 300 people. It's not even thousands of people. And those places are hot and sticky and people get aggressive in the mosh pits. And not to say it should be expected, but also, for one, Astroworld was a shit show. But the crowd was just so hyped because Travis Scott is the biggest artist as of now.
Yeah.
He's been in the news nonstop.
I agree. And again, just the energy. And I've been to his, like I said, I've been to his concerts before. They're always like this. Where do I give Travis fault? There's always that energy of just chaos around his concerts. Obviously, eventually I got to blow up in your face. But I feel like long term, 50,000 people, they all knew exactly what they were going there for. Like sometimes, not to say, you know, those unfortunate events that happen, like they're to blame, but like the crowd plays a big role into it. You know what I'm saying? Like no one really had to rage that hard. And a lot of people kind of went, and again, nobody planned to die there. So I don't think anybody should really be to blame. Things could have been done a lot better. If anybody's to blame, it's the cops who are recording the show instead of paying attention to the crowd. Like, that was fucking ridiculous. But I don't know, because everyone's just dogging on Travis right now, and I feel like, what could he really have done?
The blame's got to fall to a lot of people, though. Because, let's be honest, I can't say Travis is the main person to blame, because a lot of those artists, they get on stage, and they're under some sort of influence. I'm not going to say all the time, but a lot of the times. And when it comes to that point, they're already not in the position to be taking care of 50,000 people. But that's why you're supposed to have security. If this dude has grown to be how big as he is, and it was an all-ages show, security should have been more than it was.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. 50,000 people, there should have been a bunch of security. What's his target audience? Probably like, I want to say as low as 10-year-olds. Because, I mean, they had 9-year-olds dying in that thing. But I want to say 10-year-olds to...
She was going to say that.
I mean, it happened.
I mean...
it was a headline.
Yes and no, because the thing is... I forgot where I was about to go with this, but... For the few times I've been on stage, all the lighting is, like, fixated on you. There's no way he saw what was really going on in the crowd.
A lot of people don't know that point of view. They don't know like, that perspective no of way. The artist.
And the other thing, too, like... Man, like, you had a concert, and again, this is just me trying to say, like, this is a time where we learn how to make all the future events better. This is not a time to really be putting blame on whoever, like, caused whatever, but Travis Scott's going off, he puts out two songs, everybody's raging, da-da-da-da-da, Drake comes out. Drake is coming off, fresh off beefing with Kanye, and not only that, Certified Lover Boy, Knife Talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's just raging. Like,
now we're talking about two of the biggest artists.
Just hopping on stage telling you, go crazy now. And then you hear he talks about the crowd is pushing themselves, like, further and further up on the stage. Like, everybody played a hand into what happened. And I just don't think it's fair to be like, ah. Because we're at an event, Caleb, and, like, people were just like, oh, yeah, Travis Scott is da-da-da-da-da. Like, he's a piece of shit. He was a piece of shit before this, but now he's an even bigger piece of shit. Like, he caused all that. One girl said Satanism. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, like, and people were throwing his merch and, like, burning it. Like, let's calm down, because two of the biggest artists came out. There's a young demographic, and we can all probably relate to going to a middle school dance and just being in that uncomfortable, hot, squishy situation, and everyone's moving with the flow. Imagine that times... What? Times 100?
50,000 people,
times 1,000? Yes.
50,000 people.
All those people probably... I hate to say it, but dumb little boys who were pushing as hard as they could to see Travis Scott.
Man, crazy. You got cops recording the shit, ambulances trying to get through the crowd, people jumping on top of the ambulance so they can start dancing, stage diving. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
and a lot of it really just, yes, Travis builds hype, but it's not just him doing it. We could blame Epic Games if you really want to.
Yeah, bro. They got Travis Scott, like, characters. You got shoes. This man is one of the biggest artists in the world. And I'm not going to lie. The eve before he freaking threw Astroworld, he dropped two songs. And I heard those songs and I go, man, I can't believe I'm not going to hear these live. And the videos I saw of them live were insane. And I was like, damn, I can't believe I'm not really there. It's something, I don't know.
Epic Games responded hella quick. They were not playing around. I mean, a lot of places were not playing around. And even Travis responded quick with his...
He got to.
With his... But he's been getting roasted ever since for his apology. And how... I don't know. Everyone's becoming a psychologist. I don't know. Whoever studies body language or whatever. Sociologist. I don't know. But they're all studying his hand movements and putting it on his face and his tone of voice and saying he was lying. Dude was probably confused. Wasn't that like the next morning?
Bro, I saw a post and somebody was like, he went to Dave and Buster's afterwards. Yeah, bro, because I didn't realize people were dying at my show. Like,
no, they're so disconnected that they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, everyone thinks that if I was honestly after a show, I would not be on my phone. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm going home. Like, I got.
He had his baby money. Mama with him, his kid with him. Like, come on. It's Kylie Jenner. I'm going home. I'm cuddling. Or Dave and Buster's.
And could you imagine laying up or waking up the next day and you hear... 9 people died at your show. Wait, what?
Yeah.
And or 300 people were injured. Dang, 300? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. He's hype, though. He's hype.
He is.
But can you really blame the artist?
50,000 people. Even if each ticket was only $200, that's like 14 mil.
And he refunded everybody, no?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is wild.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And all the losses and all sorts of other shit. So, again, I think it's a time to just reevaluate concerts in general as compared to... Just being, because bro, this could have happened anywhere. We're about to go to Rolling Loud. This could happen at Rolling Loud. Like, the squad's gone and one of us might not make it back.
Everybody's talking like that. I don't think you can talk like that.
I mean, you can't, but I'm just saying, like, last time I was at Rolling Loud, I saw people get trampled. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen, bro, last time I was at Rolling Loud, I've seen dudes this man's height, like, just beefy dudes, like bears, dude. And they're just, like, busting around, like, tiny-ass girls, like, elbowing people, rocking people and everything. It could have happened anywhere.
Yeah, and I think any mosh pit or close to the stage, that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you hear the music bumping, like you're right there next to people. You're hype. You're bro, running off the energy of the artist closer than anybody.
There
else.
Are artists that their song I never thought they could have. You can mosh pit to it, but they did. Like just happily, were just mosh pitting to like Kid Cudi and other shit like that.
I feel like that's also because white people just jump.
I don't know.
All they do is jump. They jump and want to hit each other. What's up with that?
They're always angry.
Let's talk about that. Let's dive deeper in that. Why are we jumping and hitting each other during music?
Man, but enough about Astral World. You also went to Day in Vegas. You just got back. How was that?
Day in Vegas was a trip. Honestly, it was my first music festival, so I was not prepared. That thing's tiring.
That was your first music festival?
My first music festival.
What?
It was a 3-day festival.
I didn't know that.
Well, at least, yeah, my first music festival.
That's where you came back and you were like, oh, bro, I'm tired.
Yes, I was like, bro, I knew I wasn't going to be ready for it just because of the hours that you are there.
Were you drinking?
Yeah, I drank too. So I was tired.
Rookie mistake.
I was tired. You were hey, I don't, too, huh? I don't do it. Crossfaded. Don Toliver played that, it was fire. But for one, Day in Vegas is pretty new, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty new. You
no,
can tell.
No, no, no.
It's
like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, it's yeah, pretty new. Yeah. That's pretty new. You can tell. The place was dingy, to damn, say the least. I have damn, way higher expectations for Rolling Loud. Actually, no, that's a lie. My expectations went down for Rolling Loud because I went to Day in Vegas.
No way. Rolling Loud's fire. You got food trucks. You have all sorts of events. You have like rides and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, Day in Vegas was mediocre at best.
I was going to ask about that.
It was mediocre at best. I don't really
remember.
A lot of the lineup changed too from when it was released. And damn, honestly, a lot of people were also selling tickets for pretty cheap if we waited until the last minute to buy our tickets.
Damn. Damn. I've never been to Day in Vegas. I really wanted to go, but then Travis Scott wasn't even going. Caleb, is Rolling Loud going to be your first festival?
No. Parody, so 2014. Nice. 2015 actually was my first festival.
Nice. Yeah, because some of the, I don't know, just the whole festival in general, it's a long time.
It is.
It's a long time it to is, be standing around, jumping up or down, hitting each other.
See?
Cause,
see? And you ain't even at Astroworld.
No, because let's be honest. The entire Astroworld fiasco ruined Day in Vegas. First of all, a lot of people weren't trying to go out. So ticket sales kind of went lower. They took Travis Scott off the headliner. So that definitely slowed down tickets.
Who did you replace him with?
Post Malone.
Damn.
Post Malone.
Honestly.
Baloney.
2 years ago, that would have been fire.
Mayo.
2 years ago, I'd be like, ah, oh, lit. But
and apparently it was his birthday when he performed.
Don't nobody care.
No. No, I love.
I like Post Malone, but I'm still saying, like, if you're telling me it goes from Travis Scott to Post Malone. Mm.
I know. You should have seen how many people left after Doja Cat. Like, damn, hella people left.
I saw hella videos of Doja Cat. She's bad.
Bro, she's there bad, was so many bad people playing. A lot of TDE artists were there, too. But so many bad people were playing SZA, Ari Lennox. Like,
she's bad too.
Bro.
Oh, they're both bad.
Bro. All right. And besides the point, bro, Teyana Taylor. You should have seen Teyana Taylor's dance routine. Apparently she's not going to be performing much anymore, but her dance routine, bro, I thought I was watching Michael Jackson. It was fire.
I like her a lot.
It was fire. And her like abs her and the way she twerks.
Yeah, bad.
But the energy, bro.
But what happened with Lil Uzi? I saw a video where they turned his shit off. Is that true?
Yes. So first off, the energy was bad. When Flatbush Zombies came up, they were like, yo, like, we understand everything's going crazy, but y'all got to, like, get more live. And the crowd was quiet. And it felt like a Seattle crowd. People were quiet. People weren't too close on the stage, like, near the stage. When bigger artists came, it did get a little more crowded. But during the beginnings and stuff, people were just iffy. There was like eeriness in the air. Nobody wanted to get close. I only went close for certain artists. People were on edge, and it definitely changed the energy in the crowd. Uzi, though. First off, fuck you, Uzi. And that's straight to your forehead on that little gem. Straight to your forehead.
Gem. I think it's like 24 mil.
I don't care. Straight to your forehead.
Okay.
Have a laser reflecting off of it. Just
did he wear it for the performance?
I don't know. The dude was up for 3 songs. He was up for three whole songs.
They cut his set short. I saw.
First off, he showed up 20 minutes late. Did he ever say why? I didn't look into it.
Bro, doesn't Uzi show up late for every concert?
Yes, he does, but it's a 40-minute show. Get your ass up there. Show up on time.
I mean, me personally, how many songs does Uzi really have to perform?
I would say he has a solid 7 at least.
That's 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's 20 minutes. You're true.
So you should have for 20 minutes.
But then you don't want to play anything new, anything you want people to listen to, or anything that went under the
radar? I feel like his shit's really hit or miss, so no, not really.
Okay, because he gets on there. He gets on stage. Listen to this. This is why he gets cut off. So, mind you, we were like, let's leave the Uzi stage. Let's go watch Sir. We were about to turn around, and then the lights come on. We go, oh, shit. We come back. Uzi starts hype from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Music's popping, active, crowd's hype, people are listening. Three songs go by, and he needs more energy from the crowd. Like I said, the crowd was kind of dead.
Sounds like a whole lot of Caucasian kids.
Maybe not as much as Astroworld, but we'll see. What I don't know what kind of statistics are out there. There was a lot of children, though. That's why festivals are weird. I don't want to talk to anybody. Like,
bro,
there's just weird.
That's why you got to go with the gang. You got to go with the crew.
Yeah, you got to have fun. You got to be with a solid group of people. So we were just keeping to ourselves. But Uzi comes on. We're having a good time. We're all vibing with each other. He stops and he's like, hey. He's like, because people start leaving. He goes, hey, why are people leaving? If y'all know me and you're here to stay to my music, stay. If you're going to leave, leave now. But if you're going to stay, stay for the whole thing. Plays the music. Next song goes off. It's one of his popping songs. And then he stops again. He gets the crowd's attention. He was like, yo, yo, yo. He's trying to get us hype. Finally, someone's getting the crowd hype. He goes, y'all know Uzi? Y'all know who Uzi is? If y'all know me, I'm psyched out. So if you know Uzi, what am I? And the crowd goes, psyched out. And he goes, I guess I don't want myself. And he goes, I don't go nonstop. I just keep performing. And he was like running back and forth on his stage. And I was like, damn, this little nigga got energy.
Bro, yeah, he's a tiny dude.
He was fast, looking like the little, what's the little rat with the sombrero? Speedy Gonzalez? Yes. Hella fast. But he goes, I don't want to stop. I'm just going to keep performing. Y'all want to see me pass out? And mind you, when he says that, my group looks at each other. We're like, what? He goes, y'all want to see me pass out on the stage? Because I'm not going to take no breaks. And so everyone's like, distasteful, just straight distasteful. And so he makes it like, he tries to say something to the DJ, his mic goes quiet, and he makes the face and he stares at the crowd. The crowd doesn't know what's going on because we didn't realize the mic went quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ starts playing music. Uzi says something again, so his mic's working again. And then suddenly the DJ stops and Uzi's mic stops. Nothing's working. And Uzi's trying to talk. We see him on the video camera trying to talk. And it looks like he's looking at people backstage and he's beefing. And then the lights turn off while Uzi's on stage.
Damn.
They Grammy'd him.
Damn. That's crazy.
And he still had like 8 minutes left.
I don't know. If he showed up late, it is what it is. It's already over.
They didn't care. They were done with him. I would neither.
I'm looking forward to Rolling Loud, though. It's been a minute since I've been to a festival.
But
I'm
do you think that energy's going to be... You just said you were scared because people...
No, I'm not scared. Ready. I'm not scared. I'm just saying... He said he was scared. I'm not scared. I'm just saying, with what's been happening lately, there's a high chance somebody might get a little injured.
Okay. And I feel like... Do you think that happens at a lot of festivals?
That happens at every festival. I always see somebody's injured at a festival. That always happens.
Yeah, the medics are driving around a couple times.
Bro, I remember I went to UW with a girl I see dead at a time. And I was sitting next to her. And next thing I see, she's face pointing. It happens all the time for whatever reason. So that's why I'm saying, like, let's not point fingers and say da 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 da. It happens all the time.
People have been dying at EDM shows for years.
For years.
Bro, we're trying to bring that up where we're kicking it this weekend, and they all attacked us. No, it doesn't. Yes, the fuck it does. Yes, if not worse.
So at that point, that's where I'm like, you can't really blame the artists.
If
the music industry has been letting this happen for this long, then y'all should realize events need to have more security.
I agree.
Events need to have more separation. Something.
That's what I've been saying.
Crowd control. Have a nigga out there with a spray bottle and just just spraying people.
They used to do that, but then somebody... Well, no, Caleb, if you remember that, they used to do that. And then somebody pulled up with acid in the water bottle.
Oh, my God.
And then they started spraying motherfuckers that way, and then they were like, all right, no more of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, why are people crazy? Because people were injecting people at... Astroworld.
Okay, well,
they said that claim hasn't been proven.
Yeah.
Okay.
But people are crazy. I want to know, because, you know, I've been to a lot of festivals. I've never stood in line and I go, I'm about to break down the barrier so I can just illegally get in.
That was wild.
That's crazy to me.
That was wild.
And people need to stop saying Travis Scott is not worth the hype. Yes, he is. Like, with everything he does. This man just got done hosting a celebrity softball game in Houston the night before. Mm. Come on, this man is literally in the city, for the city, for the kids.
Haters are gonna hate.
Yeah, it is what it is. Somewhere we're gonna talk about, because this just happened while we're recording this, Kanye and Drake are hanging out. How y'all feel about that?
I think Donda probably went up in sales, so.
Well, he just dropped the deluxe and the diss track to Drake. Uh-huh. But him and Drake are hanging out. Oh, let me get a slice of pizza, low key. Bring that shit over here.
Well, they delivered that already?
Yeah, bro. He just been over there just munching on that.
It's gonna be a mukbang. You better wait 10 more minutes.
A mukbang? No way. It's one pizza. But they're hanging out at Dave Chappelle, posting videos and da 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 and all sorts of shit.
No, no, no. They're not hanging out at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle hanging out at Drake.
Oh, wait, they're at Drake's house?
They're at Drake's house.
Oh. You're lying. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because in the video, Dave Chappelle goes, "Man, I never thought I'd be here, because we are in a nigga's house,
like in Canada,
performing in a nigga's house in Canada."
That's crazy.
Oh, Dave Chappelle was performing at Drake's house?
I did not realize that. Wow. That's insane.
I wonder
insane.
How much they paid him for that.
That's insane. That's a whole. That changes everything we're getting ready to talk about.
We're ironing plates, probably, because it should be greasy.
Yeah, it does.
I got one right here. Let me just.
Now Pagliacci. What was her name?
We interrupt this episode because niggas are getting pizza.
We gotta celebrate. We hit a milestone.
Oh shit!
Damn, that extra pepperoni was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pepperoni on the crust. What?
It's pretty fire.
When it comes to that beef, though, was it ever real? Or was it a couple funny text messages?
Man.
A couple competing people for top spot.
If I'm being real.
Two goats who wanted to prove they're the goat.
If I'm being real, first of all, we're going to have to leave some of the slices behind. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fire. But.
Have you never had Pagliacci?
No.
Damn. That's a plug. That's a sponsor you need.
Yeah, man. Come on now. But following up with that, I was, if the beef is really over, the biggest fan of the beef they had going on for a couple reasons. The biggest one being it wasn't violent. It wasn't violent. Like you said, it was just two very, like, achieved artists just going at each other like, yo, I'm the better artist. And here's why. And it just makes songs going back and forth, slow disses, Drake insinuating he, you know, slept with his wife. Kanye being like, yo, I've been big homie with your big homie, and da 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 da. So I think it's just really fun, and it's just corny. It's just two corny artists who just decided to just kind of go at each other. And I like it a lot because it never got violent. Nobody was ever really, like, getting ready to lose their life, because the thing is, when Drake on 7 p.m. to Bridal Path was like, give that address to your driver, make it your destination. Bro, like, think about it. Who else really could just have Drake's address and just pull up? And again, it not being violent, nobody's about to lose their life. I'm just pulling up.
They probably had a cocktail and just talked.
I mean, I don't know if it happened, but I'm just saying, you know, like, it's just pure fun because they have a lot to lose. They represent a lot of brands. And not only that, like, again, it's just fun.
What if I liked it. Everyone was adding the tone of voice. What if it was just two people laughing back and forth? Everyone was like, dang, Kanye was really rude, or how can Drake say that about his girl? What if Drake and him were cackling in the background about it? It was never actually anything serious.
I think that's how it is, honestly.
Because why? Like, does anyone even know why it started? Can anyone honestly be like...
I think it was the whole kid thing, right?
Because of the Kiki, do you love me thing. That's where it originally began. Mm-hmm. And then there was the that mass text thing.
Mm.
He was like, I texted you and Virgil on some shit, and you fucking screenshotted it and posted it everywhere.
I saw the LeBron James show. Not LeBron James show, but you know what I'm talking about, Uninterrupted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drake says because Kanye's been dissing him. He said he pulled up to Wyoming to record a song with Kanye. And Kanye was, you know, that's when he told Kanye about the whole kid thing. And they were just kind of vibing out. And then Drake left and the song dropped without Drake's part. Without Drake, period. And then after Drake told Kanye about when he was going to drop his album, Kanye's like, now I'm going to drop an album and all sorts of other shit. So Drake said Kanye was just doing a whole lot of shady shit. And then they had to falling out. But according to Drake, again, you know, at one point, he wanted to get back at Kanye. He recorded some shit, dropped some, and reserved some others. So I think it's been a lot of back and forth. But again, like I said, it's always been lyrical. It's always been about who's the better artist. It's always been about who has more. And I'm okay with that because it's never gotten violent.
It's just a little pissing contest. It's really all it is. A couple egos clashing. Mm-hmm. But Kanye's always been known to do shady shit. He does what he wants. He's Kanye. Sorry, Drake.
Cry about it some more. That's the other thing everybody said. Mm-hmm. Kanye does whatever he wants. Does that make it okay?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he?
Yes. That's like trying to tell Michael Jackson what to do. You just couldn't.
It's like trying to tell Michael Jordan what to do. That's why they don't get along.
No.
They're the same kind of people.
Nobody could tell Kobe what to do. Let's be honest.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think you should ever joke about sleeping with anybody's wife.
Kiki can be anybody.
Okay.
Kiki can be from any hood. You know Drake? He's from Toronto.
You know, I want to talk about something real quick with y'all. Feel free to pitch in on this. Why does Drake get to have different accents, but the Island Boys don't? Can we talk about that? Why is it that Drake can hop on Instagram and be like, yo, Ting's this, them boy block of that, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and then switch up and do whatever, but the Island Boys don't get a break? They just trying to make it out here. They're trying to get to the top.
This guy was on the video with Kanye talking about we squashed the beef, throwing up gang signs. What gang?
And as far as I'm concerned, homeboy, the Island Boys got more street cred than Drake because they were hanging out with Kodak.
Where are they from?
I don't
know. What?
I don't know, bro.
Is it Kodak behind bars?
Nah, he's been out for a minute.
Okay. Damn. That's funny. Well, the Island Boys are at the bottom. That's why.
I don't know. They got a pool. You got a pool?
I live in Seattle. I got an indoor
they
pool.
They got a pool.
What?
That's your answer to that? That's it?
Yeah, the Island Boys, they're making money right now. They're making money. Let me stop there. They're getting a little bit of fame. And if you could eat off that fame, good stuff. Because Drake, he has the fame already. And yeah. Same way Kanye's Kanye, Drake's Drake.
I guess that's true.
You get that certain notoriety when you're at a certain level. Mm. You walk in a place, they give you free food. You can afford to buy the place, but they're going to give you free food.
Now here's my thing about Drake is that he doesn't need to do that to still be hot.
The island shit?
Yeah, like he doesn't have to say Tings. He doesn't have to like try and appropriate Caribbean culture, which is like not even American, which is his audience. So I'm just like really confused about that. I'm sure some of y'all's listeners will say like, yeah, like that's a huge thing in Toronto. Like that's a huge thing in like America bordering Canada, is that there are like some people who are multiracial and so, or multinational, so they have that little difference to their twang. But he's not any of those things. Like he's literally like just half black, half white, and born in Toronto, Canada. And like it's not like he actually hung out in Toronto, Canada for most of that time either. Like he was on movie sets, TV sets and shit. Like that's not the same. They didn't teach you those accents on the set of Degrassi either.
He's an actor.
But not him.
No, you're too far.
He can't culturally appropriate. He was respecting. He was admiring.
You sound like a fan.
Nah, black people can't culturally appropriate. What?
What?
Nah, I don't think he uses it often. Like their whole persona is that voice. He just had it in a couple songs and a couple video clips. And he's probably hanging out with some island boys.
Who are we talking about here?
Drake. When he uses other people's accents. Other nationalities.
That's appropriation, like, at its finest.
He can't be respecting the culture?
But it's not respecting the culture. The people who identify as that culture are, like, offended by him doing it. Like,
I don't know if they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some people are, but some of the people aren't.
More people were offended by the white boys than Drake.
That's fair.
Okay, them white boys are just... They, first of all, they look musty.
So they're just appropriating. Drake's not appropriating.
Well, who? First of all, whose culture is musty? Because I...
You can't just adopt an accent. Well, sure, I guess.
I'm an island boy.
You can adopt an accent.
You were supposed to do the accent.
I can't do that.
No way.
that didn't mind. Mm-mm,
no way.
That's not me.
Maybe if I'm actually in the Caribbean.
No.
I don't even remember the lyrics.
What?
Go to their homeland and just start fucking trying to act like them.
Seeing your island boys and shit, like what?
Yes.
That's fucked up,
man. Man, but honestly,
the one thing I'll say about it is none of those people will go to the Caribbean and speak to a native of that area. None of those people will go to the Caribbean and speak to a native from those areas in that tone.
No way.
You would never do that. Drake is not going to go anywhere where that's the native tone of voice and be like, hey, man.
I don't know. It's Drake. It's Drake.
He might get away with it, but like the average person all the way up until the island boys is not going to get away with that.
Damn, they're more than the average person.
They're trying to make it to the top.
They at least have followers and shit. I ain't got that.
Yeah, man. I can't believe it. It's such a weird day and age, whatever you want to say it, that you come out with one filthy song. Not to say that they are making money, but some people have really built empires off of that.
No, 15 minutes of fame have been stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since this internet age and everything's getting longer, 15 minutes of fame, you could really blow up if you do it right.
Lil Nas X, man.
Lil Nas X was different.
Yeah.
He's still different.
That man has a Maury episode coming up.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, he's going to be on Maury.
It's a staged episode.
It's a staged one for sure. Because obviously he ain't got no... I mean, I don't know, but...
He needs to have some kind of a controversy every 3 months.
It's an attention thing.
And once Boosie said he was done trying to fuck with him, that was the end of that stint.
Damn.
So you had to pull another stunt.
Man, Boosie needs help.
He does.
He needs help.
Boosie's also kind of old.
That's another reason why he needs even more help, bro.
Old folks are just getting outdated.
Because the thing is, I remember growing up when older people would try to be like, oh, like homosexual and like all sorts of shit like that is wrong. Even as a kid, I never really got it. So even growing up, it never really instilled in me to feel any sort of way about it. If anything, I'm upset with Lil Nas X about how he's just having a good time and that shit took off. His sexuality has nothing to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? Like this nigga really just be... He literally put out a song and made 30 different versions of them and every single one of them were like 30 million hits. That's what I'm mad about. Like, goddamn, dog. He's just out here. Like, he can do no wrong. His sexuality is the last thing I'm worried about. I don't know why Boosie's so preoccupied.
Old ways. Man, people are stuck in them.
But there's a lot of older people who don't do that, though.
No, because they also just see it on TV. Lil Nas X is huge. He's everywhere. You see that on TV, hear it on the radio, your kids are around, they feel some type of way.
I mean, I guess.
Like, even they made SpongeBob. They made SpongeBob have a sexuality or something.
I thought he was gender fluid or some shit like that.
Something. I don't know, but they gave him the title.
He's also a sponge.
Point. That's the whole point, though.
He's also a sponge.
Why did you give him a sexuality at all? Sponges, sea sponges are asexual. They just reproduce, like, almost from nothing.
So, when it comes to Boosie's way of thinking, I see when he says it's, like, all over TV, whatever. They're going to play a music video. They have clothes on. It might be a little lewd. Is that the word? I don't know. But either way, it's in your face. And that's where they get mad. They always get mad when it's in their face.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm wondering if it was like, they just look the other way.
But can you when it's everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I feel like I only see Lil Nas X shit when I look for it. Like, I don't know. Like, me personally, like, this nigga shit's not all over my timeline. Not to say that I'm dodging it, but it's just not. Like, when I get on YouTube, his videos have never been recommended for me. Like, even though I look for his videos when I'm on YouTube, mm-hmm. when I'm on Spotify, I look for his album. When his album dropped, even when I looked it up in the search bar, it didn't even come up for me. So I feel like you can easily just look away if you're really not trying to be about that.
Then how's Boosie always seeing it?
Let's talk about that's that. I feel like that's a $1 million question. Maybe they got something going on. Honestly, every time I look at Lil Boosie, bro, I'm like, I could see it.
But also, when Lil Nas drops something, everyone's like, yo, go check out his new video. Go to watch this. Go do this. Pop culture, news outlets are talking about it. It's all over Twitter. He's trending. That's Boosie's Twitter. He's Twitter right now.
I don't know. That's just too much time.
Here's the thing is Lil Nas X has created this commentary that I make good music. Your children think so, and if you don't think so, you're homophobic.
I don't even think that's his approach.
What Boosie says, though, is pretty bordering or pretty on the line homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
He probably will say it.
It's right on it.
It turns back to what Luigi was saying, though, about how it's not necessarily homophobia directly that Boosie is attacking. He's attacking the indoctrination of children,
mm-hmm.
which Kanye West also attacks. Just he doesn't say that it's Lil Nas X's fault. He says that it's the fault of his ex-wife. But
technically, they're not divorced. He hasn't seen the divorce papers. They're not divorced.
That man's probably running away from the person who can deal with us. You've been served. Nigga, serve what? Serve me what? That's why he's been wearing... That's why he has the white mask and the
I'm
white
worth
hands.
A billion!
He has the white mask walking around. I'm not Kanye. I go by Ye now.
Yeah, I go by Ye now.
That paperwork is incorrect.
Documents.
He's gonna change it every 3 months.
You think he's really?
Like, yeah. What are you suing? I don't know who Kanye or Mario.
You think he's really trying to stay with Kim Kardashian like that? Honestly, she's bad.
And her family's always in the news.
But I don't know if that's exactly what it is.
That's clout. Makes.
He only started really doing that more once he was with her.
I feel like Kanye needed that a little bit though.
Kanye didn't need shit from Kim Kardashian.
You sure? Because he was broke while he was with Kim.
I know, and then now he's worth billions, and he's not with her.
Yeah, but who do you think helped him elevate?
Okay, I guess
behind
that's
every
true.
Strong man is what? Or in front of every strong man is who?
Man, imagine the woman behind you being Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. That woman's leading an empire, and then she started starting to free prisoners.
She's bad.
She said, I'm a free petty prisoners for petty crimes.
Pete Davidson's dating her.
I don't know. Maybe. That's not confirmed either.
Allegations, yeah. Honestly, can I have a chance with Kim Kardashian? Not to say Kim Kardashian is easy, but Kim, I would love you. And that's all I could really offer, right? So, what's up?
I will be your free all my niggas nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
every photo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people give Kim Kardashian a lot of shit, but I feel like she's a very down-to-earth woman who does not know how to cook, but she has chefs, and that's okay.
No, that whole family had a genius mom. That's really what it was. And she set their whole life
up. But I'm not
up.
Even talking about... I'm talking about...
She did. And she's probably... Or I've heard she was the one...
That's controversial to say as a statement. Because was she a genius? Or was she slightly abusive of the fact that she had daughters? Because you could say that she was just really smart. Or you could say that she over-sexualized all of her children. Which was wrong in and of itself. But it panned out for her.
All I'm going to say is... You know...
The world sexualized him. She dressed him up.
Look, I don't even know why we're trying to be so righteous about this.
It's not even righteous.
Look,
bro, I'm
we're at a point in our lives where we're at the age where she's an attractive woman. No matter how she got there, she's living whatever her truth is now, and a lot of women are doing that. And I'm a big fan. I'm such a fan. I really want to be a stay-at-home Lego building dad. Yes,
I can't say
wrong with that. I'm trying to grow plants. trying to make you dinner, you know what I'm saying? Plan the trips, take the kids out and do whatever. I might have my own career still, but I'm all about a very independent woman. You're not about that?
I can't be about that, no.
You can't be about a very independent woman?
I mean, I'm fine with her being independent, but I can't be the stay-at-home.
Why?
She's not doing a lot.
What if that's what she wants from you? You're not. What if she goes, I love you, I'm working, I'm making 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times as much as you are? Bum.
See?
No.
See? Come on now. That's exactly why I can't let it happen.
Listen, no. She's not even saying bum. Like, she's like, what's the point of you working if it ain't really making nothing? As compared to, hey, let's build all of this, and I got us, bills-wise.
Sorry, I can't be dependent on one person.
You're making 50K a year. She's making 1.2 mil.
Okay, and if she leaves me, did we have a prenup?
Well, I mean,
yes.
Okay,
let's talk
first
about
of
that.
All,
that's what
y'all
I'm
some
about.
Gold diggers.
What?
First of all,
says the man who said he'll pamper, rub her feet when she comes home.
I'm not marrying. I'm not marrying to get divorced, so I'm not even worried about a prenup.
But that's the thing, dog. What if she goes, yeah, I just want you to stay at home, and then you do all that shit, and you do everything that she.
That's why I said you gotta have a side business. And first of all, the other thing too. If you're gonna ask me to stay at home, I get a stipend every month. Me being who I am, I'm gonna save that money for a rainy day.
It's not for the money.
No, what? Like, I get a stipend. I'm saving.
You
I'm
want me to
good.
Stay home every month, take care of the kids, and how am I gonna afford my Lego sets if you ain't giving me no money?
See, that's the thing. In the explanation that you just gave, though, you described it as you are volunteering to do that
for
your woman.
This is not a partnership.
She is so successful. You are volunteering to be a stay-at-home. Yeah, sure. You could be like, I need
you know what I'm hearing
so
right now?
Still get the stuff for the kids.
You know what I'm hearing right now?
But you're still volunteering to take on that role.
This is a lot of male energy I'm getting right now.
No, it sounds
women,
like...
Women actually tend to stay down with one partner a lot more than you dogs might.
Oh, my
God. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't want to hear it. I feel like women. No. Women, typically, they get with one partner, and if everything's cool, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're not a simp. Bro, if a woman comes home and, like, her shit's just popping, she's not going to leave you.
See, I don't believe in the whole sanctity of a one-on-one.
But if that's what she's looking for, because obviously, I'm only going to give up having a potential career, which, first of all, my goal in life is not to have a career, which is another reason why this is just great for her to let me be at home playing video games. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like a woman who's looking for a partner like that, they're not ready to just like, oh, yeah, and I'm kind of done with this. Like, I feel like that's a male trait that
you know,
would just move on and do other shit. But most women, they'd be down.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like you define yourself as hobosexual. You want to just live on her couch. Is that what
no
we're talking
way.
About?
First of all, why am I sleeping on the couch? We're together.
Because you didn't clean the dishes when she came home, so now she's beefing at
who
you.
Who bought the couch? Who bought the shit on the kitchen? Who
see,
bought
come
the
on.
Shit?
I'm telling y'all, this is
what
a
if,
male trait.
What
y'all
if,
think a woman would act like
started,
because this is how y'all would act.
You started
no.
the entire scenario out by giving the example of a very rich woman. And you said...
But why is she got to be as negative as y'all putting out? Why is she got to come home? Oh, the dishes ain't done. You're sleeping on the couch. Matter of fact, nigga, nah, he's sleeping on the floor.
Because it sounds like she's paying for you. It sounds like she's paying you to do all that. So... Yeah.
No. I'm just a loving
that's
husband.
Like having a living
house
servant.
I'm a loving
you're an
husband.
You're indentured servant. At that point, marriage really
oh,
was...
You signed to, up for
he did. He did. What?
I'm going to be real with y'all.
He says slavery is okay as long as it's Kim.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I think it really depends on the woman.
In the beginning of this episode,
really depends on the
how
woman.
Is he going to do that to a bad woman? She is so fine.
I'm just.
I would do whatever for this woman.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go. God.
But if y'all know me.
The description
this
of this
is,
one is the simp episode.
The simps.
Listen. Y'all have known this about me. If I'm rocking with homegirl, I'll do whatever. I'll suck on your toes.
I don't know who we're talking to right now. We got a fourth person in the room with us right now.
What do you mean?
Let's introduce him. I know.
What do you mean? Okay. I said if I'm rocking with her. If I am rocking with her, come on now.
But what if she's rocking with you and you're not rocking with her?
Well, she letting me stay at home and building Lego sets?
Uh-huh.
I'm rocking with her.
What if she's not rocking with you, but you think you're rocking with her? And she's still letting you build Lego sets?
You've seen you. We can put our little thing on the side. It is what it is.
What if she's like the baby, where she walks up to you and she's like, hey, get out the house for the night.
Okay. That's crossing the line.
What?
That's
what?
Crossing the line. Okay, first of all, she ain't gonna come to me and be like, yeah, I'm coming in you. No. None of that talk. How is she gonna come disrespect me like that baby does? Like what the baby did? Oh, like you mean kicking her out?
Yeah.
Because she's trying to have partners over for the night. So she's like, hey.
Damn.
Go to the garage.
And I know you're talking about, like, we can't just define everybody by, like, the male and female response to things. But, like, that's not entirely just a male response.
It's not.
Everybody is entitled.
I come home.
This is a good segue.
Or she comes home. And then she just like, oh, you need to get out of here? Because I'm about to have some other dudes come running this treadmill.
So let's just say in this scenario that you presented.
Is that what y'all asking me right now?
Basically, yeah. Let's say in your scenario.
First of all, this is not fucking happening.
Okay.
What we agreed on was women only. I'm just joking. Oh, I'm just joking.
So I'm saying, like, in this situation that you proposed, you are assuming that your partner is going to only want to be monogamous with you the entire time. And
while she's out there working, making money, and coming home to you sitting on your ass all day, just getting a stipend. Okay, finish your question. I had to add some context.
No way. That's what she asked. That's what she wanted.
So, if that's the scenario that you present, what if one day she says, the monogamy shit is not enough? Like, yeah, I know I'm busy all the time. Yeah, I know I still got you at home, but like, occasionally.
I want to fuck in the closet at work.
Exactly.
Honestly. If we keep it a buck right now, I guess. If she brings that up, the neighbor's been looking at me. If you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing too. And then we're just not going to bring it to the dinner table. How about that?
Respectable. Communication.
Can I sleep with my Lego sets?
You know, but I think we do have to go deeper into this. Because I think there's a lot more that we can actually talk about.
No, I agree. I agree. Where are we at right now?
Let's put a pin in it.
I'll still give it another 20 minutes. Talk about a little bit of mahogany, mahogany, monogamy, polyamory, whatever the fuck.
I feel like we should save that for the next episode.
Guys.
Things got interesting.
For sure. This is a live recording.
We also have a video of this one. We're just trying something new.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's pretty fun. Gotta say.
I'm going to leave this one just running as a blooper reel.
Yeah, it is what it is. Thank you guys for joining us in another episode. Obviously, this is a very different format than usual, but I think you guys are going to like this a lot. We're going to be trying a lot of new things. Ibiza's trying to wrap this up, so we're gonna make this short and sweet. It's been your host, Luigi.
This was definitely a lighthearted episode. Shout out to the boy for coming through, hanging out with us.
Gang.
Ate good.
Gang.
Shout out, Caleb.
You already know.
Last name, too?
Nah, you don't even know. That's too much free promo.
I thought we were adding the hashtag.
That's pretty much free promo.
But shout out the homie for sliding. It was a good time, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Deuces.
And don't take this shit to heart.
And as always, the winning podcast.